Episode 2076, What Vitamins Are You Lacking?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is time to get pumped up. It's all about health and wellness. Are you ready to have optimal health? Are you ready to step in to a better you, the best version of you, your best selfie? Today, what vitamins are you lacking? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I got to warn you right now, from the very beginning, I know this is not something you want to listen to, but because of the season that we're in, it is so important that we begin to listen to our bodies. Our bodies can only be as strong and healthy as the nutrients we feed it, especially when under stress. And I'm sure you're under a little stress. The kids are home schooling. You're like, this is not normal. You've got stresses with finances. You've got stresses out there with COVID. Yeah, just talk about it. Health is so vital right now. So the question for you today is, what vitamins are you lacking that could be holding you back from optimal health? When the body is operating at its peak, it has all of what is required. However, many of us walk around with vitamin deficiencies, mineral deficiencies that are hindering us from being our best healthy selfie. I love saying that. Don't you want to be your best healthy selfie? I mean, come on, sign me up. If your cells took a selfie, not that they would, but they already have. I'm sure you've taken at least one selfie in your lifetime. What would they reflect? What would you see? Think about what you are putting in your mouth on a daily basis. Carbonated drinks. Yeah, the soda pop. All of that wonderful yumminess. Not so good for your body. Refined sugars. Artificial foods. Yeah, the stuff that's not real. Mm-hmm. And processed foods. You got it. It's all crap. C-R-A-P, crap. But I want you to think also, not just about the bad stuff. We're not talking about the crappy stuff in life. But I also want you to think about the goodness you're putting in your mouth. We've got to look at both sides of the coin here. Water. Are you drinking water? Protein. You got to be taking in protein from some form. Fruits, vegetables, healthy fats. Yet it's not just about that either. You've got the bad, you've got the good. Oh, but then you've got the vitamins and minerals, and they're needed too. During times of stress, your body needs extra care. This has got to go above and beyond taking that hot bath at night. It's beyond that. Whether you're stressing or you just need some relaxation, check in with what your body craves. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Check in with what your body craves. Yes, your cells crave vitamins and minerals. They need it. And sometimes they're shouting so loudly, but you're ignoring them. And you feed them the wrong stuff because you're eating the refined sugars or the processed food. And you're thinking, oh, well, I guess I didn't eat enough. I'm going to eat some more. But what you're eating is not feeding your cells. And your cells are going to war. And they're like, we can't handle this anymore. We ignore it all too easily. So what areas, both vitamins and minerals, do we lack? Well, I want to go over seven of them with you. Number one, vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of the most important vitamins you need, especially if you have a poor immune system, if you have a tendency to lean towards depression, or you sunburn easily. Vitamin D too, think about it. Most of us are where? Inside. We're not outside anymore. We're not soaking up the sun. And vitamin D is not something our body just makes. We have to replenish it on a daily basis. So you've got to make sure you're getting vitamin D. You can go outside for 15 to 20 minutes without sunscreen. And it's better to do it in the earlier part of the day. Don't wait till the heat of the day to sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm going to go for a walk now. And you don't use sunscreen and you come back burnt. Yeah, not wise. Go out earlier in the day in the morning. I love doing my walks in the morning. However, I do have one exception to that no sunscreen rule for 15 to 20 minutes. I do put sunscreen on my face. My face is right there, and it is something that I am very cautious about. I wear sunglasses, and I have sunscreen on my face, but everywhere else, I have a tank top on or more of a strappy top. I have shorts. Anything I can do to get the most of my body out to the sun and do it legally, if you know what I mean. So make sure you get vitamin D. Somehow, some way, you need to be fulfilling that on a daily basis. Number two, vitamin B12. Maybe you have brain fog, or you're anxious, or maybe you just don't have the energy that you used to. Consider your vitamin B12 levels. Now, a lot of us hear the whole thing about B12 shots. Yes, you can go get a vitamin B12 shot. You can also take it in the form of pills. However, with anything that we're talking about, whether it's food, your diet, whether it's fitness, your intentional movement, or whether it's even something as important as vitamins and minerals, please consult your medical provider. Talk to your physician and say, I'm concerned about this. Maybe you need to have your levels checked in some areas. If you're working with a naturopath, reach out to him or her and say, could you guide me on this? Understand these are generalized for the average population. All of this isn't, okay, you have this problem. You may not be deficient in any of these, but you may be deficient in just a few of them, or it's a little less. You just need to raise it just a tad bit more. So don't think that because I'm telling you all of this, that it's like, oh my gosh, I need to freak out. No, these are the question marks, right? What is your body craving? And it's showing up in cues to you that says, okay, man, I just don't have the energy anymore. Well, maybe you need to consider vitamin B12. Maybe you're just, you can't get away. You can't escape this drag and you're leaning towards depression and it's not full blown. Well, talk to somebody about that. Maybe it's vitamin D. Number three, iron. Your blood requires healthy red blood cells to carry oxygen to the body's tissue. Iron is essential for energy production. You got to have it. If you're chronically tired, this could be a good indication that you are lacking in iron. Iron is important, so check it out. If you haven't gone to have your yearly checkup and it is in your plan, ask your medical provider. Say, hey, I'm really curious about these areas. Can we run a panel that shows me where I'm at so I can see? And let him know or let her know what is going on that's making you question, all right? Have that discussion. I promise you, your medical provider, he or she cannot read your mind and cannot read your body unless if you tell them what is going on. So express what's happening. Ask for panels so you can see where you are and go from there. Number four, magnesium. Magnesium is essential for the nervous system to function properly. It's also essential for so many automatic functions within our body. I consider it a well-rounded mineral. We just got to have it. It's good. I take mine at night. That's just my little piece of the puzzle, how I handle my magnesium. I don't take all my vitamins at one time because my body may not need all of them at one time. I spread them out through the day. Now, this is not something I started out doing at the very beginning when I started taking vitamins years and years and years ago. But what I have done is figured out, okay, this is what I need here and this is what I need here. Because if my body doesn't need it at the time I take it, what happens to that vitamin or that mineral? It's flushed out, literally. And your body doesn't use it. And then what? That's money down the drain. You don't want to waste your money. You don't want to waste your time. You want to be able to utilize all your vitamins and minerals and allow them to serve your body best because that's what your body is craving. All right, number five, vitamin A. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin essential for prenatal health. If you're pregnant, you better make sure you have plenty of vitamin A. Vision. normal vision, and immune function. It also helps the heart, lungs, and kidneys function properly. Now, you can get vitamin A from animal sources like salmon. You can also get vitamin A from fruits, vegetables, and other plant-based products, and you'll see this as beta carotene. You got to get your vitamin A. You got to have your magnesium. You got to get your iron. You got to have your vitamin B12. You got to get your vitamin D. And number six, iodine. Iodine is not something that we talk about a lot, but it's an element that is needed for the production of thyroid hormone. The body does not make it, so it must be consumed through our diet. Pregnant women, you got to have iodine, or it can lead to birth defects when deficient. Now, one thing a lot of us are not aware of is that we eat a lot of processed food and we think of iodine salt, right? But it's not. We can have iodized salt. Okay, we get that. It's readily available to us here. However, we think we have a lot of sodium, right? Salt, sodium, but it's not the same in processed foods. Most of the stuff that's in canned foods, processed food, does not use iodine salt. So that is something to put a question mark by. Maybe you're lacking in this. If you're having issues with your thyroid, or you think you might be, have this discussion with your medical provider. And finally, number seven, vitamin C. Bring on the vitamin C. Come on. You've got cold seasons coming up around the corner. Yeah, fall's moving in. Winter's going to set in. And things are going to start changing. And you want to make sure you are flooding your body with vitamin C. Having enough helps to make collagen, which you need for what? Skin, hair, and nails. Oh yes, we've got to have that. We want to take care of our skin, hair, and nails. It also helps you in making energy and adapting to stress. That's why I'm all for bring on the vitamin C. Plus, it's also a gentle daily detox. That's bonus. So why not? So think about oranges, cauliflower, red bell peppers, and kiwi and papaya. Oh, yummy, yummy. Oh, goodness. Just think about eating a rainbow. That's what your plate should look like every single time you sit down to eat, whether it's a snack or whether it's a meal. Think of it as a rainbow. Don't eat everything the same color. It's not good. If everything looks kind of that beigeish, orangish, weird color, yeah, it's probably too much processed stuff. I'm just saying. Every once in a while, not a big deal, but that processed stuff, that CRAP that we talked about, yeah, the crappy of the crap, that's not giving you any vitamins and minerals. It's lacking in all of that. So why flood your body with crap when you can flood your body with goodness? Now, nutrient deficiencies are very common. It's not talked about, though. We kind of generalize everything because it's all about, oh, well, eat, you know, 5 fresh fruits and vegetables a day. And that seems to be the go-to on how to get healthy. But we don't talk about these specifics. It's good to talk about the specifics because maybe you are eating healthy fruits and vegetables. However, maybe you're not getting enough of what you really need. So ask, have those hard conversations that you think really don't matter because guess what? They do matter. Don't make assumptions as what you are and what you are not eating. Check in with what your body craves. Eat seasonally. Eat that colorful rainbow every single time you sit down and love the real foods most. There's nothing better than real foods for you. You can always supplement, but understand first it comes with real, then it comes with supplements. So talk to your medical provider, have these conversations with your spouse, with your family. It's important. If we don't teach this and bring this into the conversation, what's going to happen? Well, 10 years from now, you're going to be like, gosh, I wish somebody would have told me. Yeah. So let's wake up now. Let's wake up while we're still young and healthy and our body is telling us, pay attention to what your body says. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.